We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. At 6:30 here on a Wednesday morning, Sedgwick County Commissioner Michael O'Donnell is scheduled to appear in federal court in Wichita this afternoon to answer charges of wire fraud, bank fraud, and money laundering. O'Donnell's lawyer has reportedly said his client will be attending the regular weekly county commission meeting this morning. An attorney representing the grandparents of 2-year-old Anthony Bunn, who died Friday after suffering severe injuries, is charging that the Kansas Department of Children and Families was aware he was being abused.
The boy's mother, 22-year-old Elizabeth Woolheater, and her boyfriend, 25-year-old Lucas Deal, are being held in the Sedgwick County Jail on suspicion of murder and endangering a child. The Wichita Eagle reports Shayla Johnson said in a court document the grandparents previously cared for Anthony and the state agency didn't follow proper procedures to find permanent placement for him. The agency confirmed Monday that it helped investigate child abuse involving Anthony in October 2017 and was in the process of reviewing his policies to prevent future tragedies. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A local group made up of police, firefighters, and local business leaders is looking to get people to vote on a 0.25% sales tax on the November ballot. They say as the population increases, so have crime rates, and there have been a decrease in police and firefighter positions. KSN News spoke with Jason Van Sickle of the Wichita Downtown Neighbors Alliance.
Last year, the number was 38 people died in this city at the hands of someone else. That doesn't take into consideration attempted homicides. But this year, we're on pace for one a week.
The group says the 0.25% sales tax increase would raise $20 million for more police and fire manpower resources. Coalition is working on putting together a detailed proposal over the next 30 days so that they can present it to the city council. Their goal is to have residents vote on this in November. Four states held primary elections Tuesday. An Indiana House race hit close to home for Vice President Mike Pence.
The winner of a Republican primary for a House seat in Indiana has a special connection to the Vice President. He's his older brother. Greg Pence, a wealthy businessman, toppled his Republican challengers for the seat his younger brother held for over a decade, despite criticism from his opponents that he dodged debates and relied on name recognition. The vice president tweeting his brother is making Hoosiers and the Pence family proud, and good luck in November. Greg Pence is favored to win the contest against newspaper publisher Democrat Jeanine Lee Lake in a district President Trump carried by more than 40 points in 2016. Sean Langell, Fox News.
President Trump is expected to meet with North Korea's Kim Jong-un in a few weeks, and his new Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, is working toward that historic meeting. Fox's Rich Edson reports from the State Department.
The Secretary of State arrived to begin meetings with North Korean government officials to set the conditions for a summit between President Trump and the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. North Korea is also holding three American citizens, and now South Korea's Yonhap News Agency, citing a South Korean presidential official, reports North Korea is expected to release those Americans as a goodwill gesture. The State Department refuses to comment. Secretary Pompeo says he's unsure who he will even meet in North Korea. When he last traveled to Pyongyang Easter weekend, he spoke directly with Kim Jong-un. The secretary says on this visit, he hopes to pin down the location, duration, and exact venue of the summit.
The Washington Post is reporting Secretary Pompeo could be returning with those three Korean Americans currently held by North Korea. Remember when a major pizza chain had the 30-minute delivery guarantee? Well, in the United Kingdom, it's the cocaine dealers making that promise.
It seems that in England and Scotland, if you order pizza and cocaine at the same time, the illegal drugs will reach your doorstep faster. That according to a major global drug survey, which finds that many cocaine users surveyed say they can get the drug delivered within half an hour. Similar delivery speeds were found in other countries where drug users were surveyed. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's starting to look like the very chilly weather we had in the month of April is balancing itself out in May, with temperatures feeling more like what it would be in the summertime. In fact, we'll likely be in the low 80s by around noontime, 91 later on this afternoon. A shower or thunderstorm possible overnight, down to 65, breezy and 89 on Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 62 degrees. We've got a northwest wind at 6 miles per hour. 6:34 now, Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A woman is suing the owners of an Alabama zoo where her 9-year-old daughter was bitten by a kangaroo.
Crikey!
Kangaroo, a gentle animal. I've never known them to bite.
Are you sure?
They will kick the hell out of you.
And that's your gentleness?
Yeah. News outlets report a lawsuit filed by Jennifer White accuses Harmony Park Safari owners of negligence and wantonness in connection with a May 2017 attack. According to video footage, a kangaroo named Irwin reached through the fence to grab the girl and bite her ear. Maybe she looked tasty. Maybe she looked like kangaroo food. The girl was hospitalized, received 14 stitches. Lawsuit says the girl also suffered mental damage, I'll bet. Lawsuit says Irwin had a past history of violence and accuses the owners of failing to accordingly protect zoo visitors. So Irwin the kangaroo has a history.
Well,
as a violent kangaroo.
Stay away from the kangaroo.
Yeah. So you, where are you on kangaroos, Ted? They look like giant mice, don't they?
Well, if you're Sylvester the cat, yes.
The cartoons. A 15-year-old South Dakota boy who sued when he was barred from competing on his high school's dance team will be allowed to dance this fall. The South Dakota High School Activities Association Board of Directors voted unanimously Tuesday to allow boys to participate alongside girls in competitive dance events next school year. The move allows Freddie Linden to join his school's dance team. Linden is a freshman at Dakota Valley High School in North Sioux City, South Dakota. He and his mother sued the Activities Association last month when he was barred from joining the girls' team. Am I wrong? Haven't I seen male cheerleaders in high school and so forth? Or is this a different deal? This is a dance team, I guess.
This is a dance team.
My daughter was, when she was at North.
Almost exclusively girls, but not necessarily.
She was at North. They had, I think she did cheerleader sophomore year, and then after that she was in the Palm Squad, which is dance routines. And it was all girls. And they did a great job. I went to a couple of those North High School pep rallies. If you've never been to one, I don't know if they're still like they were then, but they're pretty exciting. They get going. And she would come out. She came out with her friends and performed. Did a real good job. But I don't know. I like to dance with the girls, you know, at prom night.
Of course, we got that school in Connecticut yesterday where everybody's on the cheerleading
squad. Just like the like the T-ball trophy for everybody.
No cuts. Everybody's in.
Yeah. Let's see here. I've been talking about coffee helping you out with meetings a moment ago. Americans are becoming increasingly nervous with anxiety levels on the rise, and one of the main reasons is concern about being able to pay their bills.
Well, yes.
A new survey finds more than 1,000 adults nationwide were polled in late March and asked to rate their level of anxiety. The overall national score was 51 on a 100-point scale. That's not too bad, but it's a 5-point increase since about the same time last year. Overall, 39% of respondents said they're more anxious than they were last year, according to the American Psychiatric Association.
Well, gee, I wonder why. It's because those bills go up, but nobody's pay goes up.
Yeah, and it's March, and you're probably thinking about
just keep getting squeezed.
I still haven't paid off all of my Christmas yet.
Right. You know? That's exactly what that is.
So the anxiety level goes up. But, you know, even generally speaking, I don't know where my anxiety level would be. Do I seem like I'm anxious to you, Ted?
Well, I think you're just as anxious as anyone, all of us. All right. We're all kind of sitting here a little jittery, aren't we?
A little jittery.
And those bills never stop coming. Once a month, there it is.
There it is.
Another
one. Bills.
And oh, it's more than it was last month. My cable's more.
Right.
My power's more. Everything, my water's more.
Everything goes up.
Yep.
And, except the old paycheck.
Did my paycheck go up? Nope.
Well, that's maybe the problem. All right. Just
your anxiety there, right, man?
Quick reminder, this won't make you anxious, but it could make you very happy. James Taylor VIP tickets.
Hey now.
We've got two more today. The Interest Bank Arena is where you'll see the concert on May 24th. Sheila yesterday was terrific.
Mm-hmm.
A great winner. We're putting these folks on the air. If you're a winner, you get to be on the air with Steve and Ted. And that is worth at least as much as these tickets. So we're going to
guess what the cost of those tickets are.
I don't know.
Free.
Oh, well, yeah, these are free.
That's one thing that doesn't go up.
If you're the
cost
lucky
of prizes at Steve and Ted. Today, freebies.
Today we have two seats in row three.
Oh, my gosh.
And if you're staying up with us, tomorrow row two and then Friday row one.
Ooh-hoo-hoo.
So you got to be listening here in the next couple of hours with Steve and Ted for your chance to go to the James Taylor concert and sit in row three.
Oh, my gosh.
With your special someone. 6:39 now, Steve and Ted. Talk about special someones. How about Tom Leffler?
Oh, this guy's special.
Oh, he's special. Leffler, come on. Good morning, Tom.
What an intro.
Really?
Good morning, gentlemen. New lows for the week were made in the first half of Tuesday's trading session for the live cattle and feeder cattle futures. Bull spreading was evident throughout the trading session in both the live cattle and feeders. The close yesterday was mostly positive, but well off the session lows. The lean hog futures gapped higher Tuesday morning and closed positive with several triple-digit gains. On the close yesterday, June cattle, $1.12 higher, $106.30. August feeder cattle, 2 cents higher, $143.72. And June lean hogs up $2.12 at $76.30. Yesterday, the Chicago wheat, the corn, and soybean futures closed positive as the markets found some recovery after the large losses that occurred on Monday. Winter wheat prospects are improving in parts of the Black Sea region as they are getting or will be receiving more moisture. Thursday morning at 11 a.m. is the monthly USDA supply and demand report. At the moment, July KC wheat down 4¾ cents at 533½. July corn down a quarter of a penny at 403. July soybeans up 0.75 cents at 1021. June crude oil this morning, very strong, $1.92 higher at $70.98. June gold down $1.70 at $1,312.10. The June S&P 12¼ points higher, 26.82½. The June dollar index 15 cents lower at 92.81. And June Dow Jones futures up 120 points at 24,427. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
So how about it, Tom? Have you been anxious lately over your unpaid bills? We were talking about that a minute ago, and how stressed out people are.
You know, I'm fine getting anxious about anything, Steve, just doesn't pay off.
Oh, so anxiety is for wimps, right?
Well, I guess it could be said that way. I wasn't thinking that, but yes.
You're really tough.
You've got to be able to control yourself. It's one thing I tell people about in the marketplace, whether you're just trading the markets or whether you're actually out there hedging, you know, what you are raising as a product, you've got to have discipline, control, and take the emotions out of it.
Sounds like you're wrapped pretty tight, buddy.
It's all that coffee I drink in the morning.
Well, yeah, it's the coffee. But, it's a good point. So many of us just ruminate over things that we have no control over.
Exactly right.
Such as, when your wife goes out and charges a bunch of stuff, you don't have any control over that, right?
You know, I'm going to have to stand up for her for a change. I know I don't have to do that, but my wife is very conservative. I'm very, very lucky.
Yeah, mine is too, so I got to say, I was doing a little joke there. And
I know you were, but I have to respect the fact that she's very conservative. I'm very lucky on that part.
Oh, so am I. We're both lucky.
Talk about some of her points that aren't so fine, but she's really good about that.
Well, you can bring those up tomorrow if you want to, but I think you and I did really well in the Marion department. Maybe we're completely inept in other things, but we did pretty good that way, don't you think?
It sometimes makes you wonder how brilliant our wives really are to marry us.
Well, that's questionable. All right. Thank you, sir. 6:42 there, Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. And 6:42, Steve and Ted. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP. He is the money tracker. When to put off buying a house. Don's going to tell us coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.